Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Senator Blumenthal said he supported President Obama's decision to continue military aid to Egypt with a caveat.
Looking forward, I think that the approach has to be to condition our future aid on specific steps toward the rule of law and return to democracy, respect for minorities and women, and a more inclusive political process, including the release of prisoners.
Also on the same show, Representative King, who chairs the House panel on counterterrorism and intelligence, warned that curtailing aid could reduce U.S. influence over Egypt's interim government, which controls access to strategic resources, including the Suez Canal.
I would not want to undercut them and allow the Muslim Brotherhood to come back, because they have shown they are not capable of democracy. And I don't know if our immediate goal should be democracy per se. I would think a stable government with respect for human rights and minorities, if that can be done.
A number of King's fellow Republicans, including Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, have called for the U.S. to eliminate military aid to Egypt. Ebong Udama, WSH News.